Chesamad Aleph, Chotzer Shehi Pechuse Me'arba Amis, a Chotzer that's smaller than Dalet Al Dalet Amis, Ein Shevchen B'Seicha Mayim B'Shabbos, one is not permitted to pour water in this Chotzer in Shabbos, Elohim Kein Osu La Uka, unless he had made an Uka, which is a Guma, Machzekes Sosayim Min HaNekev, Ulamato, that the Uka alone holds Sosayim, Min HaNekev Ulamato, that means the Nekev was a Nekev, the Miri says that the water ran out, when it overflowed, it ran through the Nekev, so Koponim, without overflowing, you should have to have an area that could be Machzik Sosayim of Mayim. Bein Mibachutz, now this Uka could be made mibachutz, bein mibifnim. The uke can be made in the chotzer, can be made in the reshus harabim. The biolocha says the pesach is in the chotzer. Elo shemibachutz tzorich likmoyer. If one is making the uke mibachutz, so he has to make sure that the uke should be covered. And if the uke is covered, so he say then it becomes a mokim ptul. That's what we explained last week, say according to the Beis Meir, and say according to the Maimon Mordechai. Al shimi bachutz tzorich likmer, mibifnim ein tzorich likmer. If the uke is mibifnim, so then it is not necessary to make it a mokim ptur, because mibifnim it is a rishus hayochid. That is what we had learned last week. Now let's learn weiter the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, biv. If a person has a biv already is a furrow in the ground, that the tachlis of this furrow is that the shoifchim should go out of the chotzer into the reshus harabim. The Chiddushim Miri explains there was a large biv in the middle of the reshus harabim, but this was like a pipe. It was in the karka, it was chafira in the karka that took out the shoifchim. And the whole purpose of this biv was for Hitzoyas HaShoifchem. Biv shuhu komur arba ameis pershus haram. If we have a biv that is covered arba ameis pershus harabim, shoifchem l'soichoy mayim b'shabes. So let us see Rashi on this aloch. Biv zukt Rashi. Charit ha'osui l'kaleyach shoifchem shebachotzo l'shus harab. We have a charitz, that the whole purpose of this charitz is that the shoifchim should go out into the reshus harab. Shuhu komu b'meshech arba ameis b'shus harab. Sokt Rashi, kimlon b'arba ameis yesh shir liboleya behem sosayim mayim sh'odom osui lehistapek b'chol yoy. So Rashi learned pshat that this biv, that is komor arba ameis b'shus harabim, it means it is arba ameis al arba ameis. So you have here in the reshus harabim an area which is dalet ameis by dalet ameis, and this area in yesod is roi to be boileya sosayimai. This area in yesod is equivalent to a chotzer that one is permitted to be shayfer in a chotzer that yesh boi dalet al dalet, because they're taimi maya. So the chiddush of the Mishnah according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is as follows. We have this biv which is dalet al dalet ames. Again, let us say the opening is in the chotzer. Now it extends dalet al dalet into the reshus harab. And this is dalet al dalet, which potentially is bekoyach to be beileya, the water which will be spilt into this biv. Now, if he spills it into the biv, it's going into a mokim ptur, because it's komo, that we said before. Now, there's perhaps a potential that it will go further. It will enter from after these dalet ames, even though is a potential koyach of these dalet ames to be beileya the water, but perhaps it will go further. That is possible. In that, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is mater. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is mater to pour into this biv. Zogt Rashi, shoifchen l'soichoy, one is permitted to pour the water into this bitkom. Why? The time maya, because the water will mustama be nivla. Vinami loy time. Afilu, let us say, the water won't be nivla, and it will go into the Rishus HaRabim, because this bid continues. Why won't it be time? The yesh by maya mi ba'oyoy. There's water there mi ba'oyoy. The prashi, even the roiv yemoy sashone, asuyin libola, most of the year, it is roi n'osu libola, hochi nami ki nofki levroi, lav lohochi ichab. So if it goes further into the Rishus HaRabim, that wasn't his intention. His intention was that the mayim should be nivla in the biv that's komo, which is a mokim tur. Vekivin, know what happened? The lemais, it was a nivla. Is vekivin the lainis kaimo mar shaftoi. So if it goes out into the Rishus HaRabim, that was not his intention, shori. Where do we see such a heter? The prashi vaita, afilu miskaven, afilu he would have been machaven. That it should go into the biv, which is komo, that means he's pouring it into a mokim ptur, and he wants it to leave the biv, leave the mokim, the covered area, and go into the Rishus HaRabim. Da afilu miskaven la visuri deraisi ikoch, do la Rishus HaRabim zork lo iu gufo. When he spilled it in, he spilled it in Tamokim Ptur. Elo mei eilehem yaitzim. So that's what it goes after it spreads out, and it goes more than the Dalet Amis. This is not koichai. This is mei eilehem. So min ha-toyre rezichem muta. So the whole thing is only yosami derabona. Hilkach ki loy mechavein. So now, that means afilu will go out further. It will be loy time imaya. He'll go out into the Rishus HaRabim, so it's only nisa the rabbonon, and he didn't have any intentions because most of the time it does become nivlam. Is ki loy mechavin shori lechatchila. So since he wasn't mechavin shori lechatchila. So poshet vaisdeis from Rashi that again. That lav lohochi ichaven ki nofki levroi, that means al kaponim, he's ignorant what's going to be. That means, I think Rashi is saying like it's a psikrei shalashova, that means even though there is water in the biv komo, and we know it is inevitable that the water that he pours in now will have to end up in the shusam, but he wasn't mechaven for that. So that pshat he wasn't, that pshat he taka wasn't mechaven, there was no kabana for that. So mail there's no kavonin, it's a malocha de rabbonim. Sai v'sai, because meileim yeitzu, so it's muta lechatchila. That is the svara of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. V'chachomim oimre, and the chachomim say, afilu, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, one is permitted to stand close to the Rishus HaRabim. Let us see the Perish Chai, page 189, picture 105. So we have here that one is pouring into the biv, that's 4 amas into the Rishus HaRabim, and it's going to go further into the Rishus HaRabim. We can see faintly how the water is going into the Rishus HaRabim after the biv. But it's garnish, it's muta, it is muta. And the heter is because since it's taimi maya, potentially taimi maya, see, it wasn't mechaven, it should go further, so therefore it is muta. Now the Chachomim say, afilu gag oichotzer meya amo, afilu he has a gag, that is meya amo long. Let us see the picture, Hastis, of the 107 on page 190. So we have here on the gag, there is a biv, there is, on the gag, there's a indentation that is made for the Shevchim to go. So the Chachamim say, afilu you have a gag, which is meya amalong, or you have a chotzer, which is meya amalong, and he pours into the biv of the gag, or the biv of the chotzer, which most probably, he'll zichataymi maya, he's pouring it in his chotzer, and you have meya amo in order to get out of the chotzer, so most probably it will never get out. af al pi kein de chachomim asad lo yishpoich al pi abit. One is not permitted to spill directly into the bit. What is one permitted to do? Al vo shoifechu legak. He's permitted, that's the picture in 107. He's permitted to pour on the gag, v'amayim yoredim lebit. And the mayim will be yored lebit. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, lo yishpach al pi abit. Kloima b'soich acharitz. Va'af al pi, sheyesh oirech mikan ad yitziyosoy meya amo. We're not speaking about this four amis of a mokim p'tul, which is roili bola. We have meya am of reshus ayochid, which is roili bola. V'yecholim li bola. Abokiven the begufei koshofich, since he's pouring it begufei, mekalchei lehedye. So it pours straight behedye ubekoyach l'shusara. There's a possibility that it will eventually end up pouring into the reshus aram. Someone will be passing by, and he will see water streaming out of Yenam's Rishus. V'horoya oimer, and the roya who will see this, he will say, sheshoifchom somuch litziyosai. The roya could assume that this was poured not 100 amas away. We're afraid the roya will assume that it was poured somuch litziyosi uboy the liftke, and the roya will also assume that he wants it to go out into the Reshus Harabim. He's walking in the middle of Shabbos, and all he suddenly sees a stream of water gushing out of Yenim's bit. K'da omar b'gemara, and what is that? That is problematic. We'll see later in the Gemara why. Gzeira shema yoimru tzinoiroi shel ploini mikaleach mayim b'shabbos. So what is the difference if one pours on the gag? If one pours on the gag, so the stream, the pressure of the water is not the same. So this, that's what Rashi says. Kiven de begufei koshovich mikalchi lehedye ubekoyach l'shusaram. Then you can tell. If he went and poured it on the gag and it ran into the biv and ran out of the chotzer, it's a different type of a drip, it's a different type of pressure, and people won't come to this conclusion. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Her chotzer vohachsadre mitztarfin la'arba ames. If a person had a chotzer, which was, let's say, 2x4, and achsadre, which was 2x4, it's tarfin la'arba ames, so one can be mitzarif both reshuyis, and this is equivalent to a chotzer, this is dalet al dalet. V'chein, what the chiddush is, we'll see in the Gemara. V'chein shtei diyutois zu keneged zu. Now, the picture is, let us look at the Peirush Chai, 190, picture 109. And before we go on to the Mishnah, let us just look at, study the picture. This diyutois, we have here two aliyas, which are, and we see, one of the, and we have a chotzer between the two aliyas, and we see there's an uke, there's a gume next to one of the aliyas. So the Mishnah says as follows, that in this case, this, and this chotzer is poches midalad al dalad. So in this case, the diyute that the uke is by it, that's the aleph, so that diyute is permitted to pour water on its diyute, the daire ha-diyute are permitted to pour water on the diyute, and it will run into their uke. The other side, they're not permitted to pour water, it should go into the uke. And why, we'll see in the Gemara. So let us see Rashi. Diutois aliyois. The two aliyois, v'chotza p'chuso me'arba ames lifneim, is a chotza p'chuse, she'shoifchim bo me'meim, is miktsosom, so a chelik of them, b'nei ha'achas osu uko. Miktsosom osu uko, b'chotza u'b'nei ha'achas loy osu. So it says in the Mishnah, Esha Osu Uka Mutorim Esha Loi Osu Uka Asur. Dr. Gemara. My time. Now, what is pshat in the first halach of the Mishnah? That a chotzer sheibchusa mi'arba amais ein shoifchen b'soicho mayim b'shabes elim ken osu lo'uka marzekes osayim min ha'nekev. So the Gemara, my time. Homa rabbe mitnei she'odom osui lehistapek sosayim mayim b'chol yayim. Number one, the normal amount of water that one usually spills out during the day for his normal usage is sosayim mayim. Bi arba amos odom roitze lezalfon. If he has a chotzer that is dalad al dalad, roitze lezalfon. So he likes to be mezalef the chotzer. Yeah, a chotzer of dalad al dalad is a menschlich chotzer. A menschlich chotzer, a person wants to live the kovedik, so he wants to be mezalef the chotzer. We have to remember the chotzer was not, did not have a paved floor, it had a dirt floor. Used to get very dirty, very dusty, so a person wants to be mezalef, to be marbitz the ovok in his chotzer. That is if the chotzer is arba ames al arba ames. Poches mi dalid, if the chotz is less than dalid al dalid, shoifcha, he's not mezalif, then he pours it out. Ida ovid uke shori, so if there's an uke, which could be marzik this sosayim, is muta, iloi osa. Now let us see Rashi to understand the svara of Rabbi. Zogt Rashi, my time a chotzer pchuso mi arba ameskoi, the mashme ho arba ames, if the chotzer would have dalad ames, shori. So the Gemara says, Odom roitze lezalfon, a person wants to be mezalef, such a chotzer, sheru uyo hi lezale, it's roi for zile, laharbitz afro sholayalo afko, that the ovok should not go up, to be mois achama mokminelol masnisen lekamon bebraise. So we have here Yemoy Sachame, which everything is very dry. It's very olul for the dust to go up. So this is oimid to be mezalef, and a person wants to be mezalef. Bekiven de roitze lezalfon, since he wants to be mezalef, inami shofech lehu venovki loy miskaime marshaftoi. Now Rashi says here two things. Now the first thing, if we won't be down the inami shofech lehu, bekiven the roitze lezalfon. He wants to be mezalef the chotzer. So he wants mitzidoi. We have a chotzer that dalad al dalad. The purpose of his pouring this water is zilu. So, inami nofki, let us skip to shofech lehu, inami nofki, so afilu it goes out, it ends up going out into the reshus haram, loy miskaime marshaftoi, so that wasn't his intention. So we had before in Rashi, we had the similar svore. If he wanted that it should be taime maya, So he was mechaven that it should be nivla here. So here we're saying a svar of ziluf. He was mechaven to be mezale. If it went out, loy miskaime marshafta. Now the shverkeit is, Rashi says another few words which are not so understandable. Inami shofech lohu, he poured it. The kiven de roitzel is alfon, since he wants to be mezalev. Inami shofech lohu venovki. So we could learn shofech lohu means that he threw it batlonish. That means he threw it in such a way that it didn't accomplish the purpose of ziluf. That means we have a non-sadi that we have a non-sadi, whatever he does, we assume that his rotzen is ziluf. I lamaise, he threw it in such a way that he was shafach luv enough, so he did it batlonish, it's nicht gelungen. Could be this is the lashon the Ritva. The Ritva says that nan sadi she ain't daiti ella she yispashet bechotzer v'yimona ha'ovak. That's his intentions. Ayla ma'ise, he was standing close to the Rishus Haraban and spilled out into the Rishus Haraban. So it's nicht gelungen. He's a batlon, but that's mistame loy miskayme marshavtoi. So me'mele because adam reitzel is alpha. The Lashon HaRashbe would seem, it seems there's another Mahalach. The Rashbe says differently, and the Ritva brings down this also. It seems this is another Mahalach. The Rashbe says as follows. Kiven sheroi lezilov, since the Chotzer of Dalad al-Dal is roi lezilov, afilu rotzo leshoifchon, here the Rashbe is actually an under the boom, l'chenish virashi, afilu this person wanted to spill it. Bachotza. He didn't want that it should be mezalik. Mutter. Bachol mokim sheyirtz, and it's mutter wherever he'll spill it. Bachelo besayf chatzayre. Why? De milse de loy shchiach hi lishpech bachotza gdoyle. This is a very not shchiach dike zacha. A person who has a chotza. And he needs zilov, and he appreciates zilov. And this person, of all things, and he's not going to make zilov, he's going to spill it out. That it should go, he's going to spill it in the chotzer, that should get out of the chotzer and go into the shusarab. Ulefichach loy plug rabonu. So from the Rashbe, it would seem that the heter is, the whole thing is also with the rabonu, side to side, the way Rashi says, because me'aleim nafki. So since 95% of the people in a chotzer that's roi lezilov, so when they pour the water, they're pouring it lezer zilov, so there's a, so it is a dover hamutter. So I feel the 5% who do it with a different intent, it's also loip lo grabon and they won't matter. That's how the Rashba seems to learn. But that's me Rashi learns like the Ritva. Inami shofich luvenovki, it's also an ansadi that he wanted to make zilov and loim iskaima marshav. Poches mi dalet, but what if it's less than dalet for him? So then it's not ziluf. Then it's shayfra. Zekrashi poches mi dalet ain roi lezalef. There it's not. It's either is a svor. It's not a chotzer kvude. The Ritva says dalet al dalet roi le tashmish shel kovid mezalfin. Less than dollar, it's tamazayepis, azayepis, it's not a mokim that's roi lezilov. There's not too much ava there, and the maklal, it's not a mokim that's roi lezilov. Ain roi lezalov is there, v'shayivcha. Their pshat is, so the purpose of the pouring the water is, he wants to get it out. V'chinafki, and when the water goes out, mikayimi marshavtoi. So then is Mekayim Marshavti. That's what he wants. The Gozer Rabbonon Alei. So what is Rashi Vayistareis? It's also not so posh. But it's Me'aleim Novki. This is not his Maise. Chinovki Mekayim Marshavti. Gozer Rabbonon Dume Osi LeMishri Zrike Badye B'Shusarab. People, if he'll throw into the Chotzer Bidas to go into Rishusarab, and if he would be questioned, why are you doing it? I want to get it out of the chotz into the Rishus HaRabim. So Dilma Osi LeMishrei, so people will be mad already. Zrike Be'edya LeRishus HaRabim. If they see what the intent is, so people won't put together the lomdus, but he's doing it in the chotz, and this is Me'aleim. He wants it to go into Rishus HaRabim. It's going into Rishus HaRabim, and now he's a rov and it's mutter. So Me'aleim. Osi lemishri zrike behedye l'rshu sarab. In how people don't understand the fine points of a halacha. I once heard of a interessante maise. It's brought down a shaila if one is permitted to be madlik a yoltzeit lump the second day yontif. Sayiske. So really this is a big problem, because a yotzeit lump is a ner shel batola. One is permitted to be madlik lochem, for a tzairech. Iloi nishmosoi, there's no heter, that's a ner shel batola, that's also. There's a Shuvis Ksav Sefer that speaks about Rachmon and Etzlon, a person was became an oval right before Yontif, and there's an inyan to be Madlik Aner the 7 days of Shiva, even though it's Yontif already, but there's an inyan to be Madlik Aner. So the Ksav Sefer Muchetzich, how could he do Yontif? He has a problem Yontif. So the Ksav Sefer says an Eitzah that he should be Madlik the Yotet Lump and Shul. What's the eighth in Shul? Because there's a Chubis HaRashbe that Be'urim Kavdu Hashem, that a Ner Shel Batola is Mutar in Shul. Because that's a Kavod Amok. Be'urim Kavdu Hashem. That's Kvoid Amokim that is many Neres. So one is permitted, that was a Heter of the Ksav Sefer, to be Madlik in the Shul. Nerotin Zinin, Lili Nishmosi, but Al Kaponim, Setutzich Kvoid Amokim, so Memele, that's the Heter. So someone was once questioned, they noticed that he was madlik, they said, yes, there's another eitz of the Shmir Shabbos Kulchosa says, if he doesn't do that, I'll kapon him by Leil Yontif, and he's madlik the Neiris, Leil Yontif Sheini, he should be madlik this Yoltet Landor also, so it's Moisif Oyer, Balaylo, so it's also Yevet of Moisif Oyer. But by Yoim, Stamazay to be masker, Yoltet Lomb, which is a Neir Shabbatole, is not poshet. So once Ayid from the Alta Heim, they watched him, they asked him, do Tinstana Yotzeit Lomf, a Yiske, about in the Heim, and he said, the Weis in the Heim, but he said, with the fact that it's unzinden by the Umit, but he said, it's not, 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 but so if a person does not know the fine points of the halacha, but he sees what the intent is, so yelat it in the yotzeit lump. That's the unterste shure. So memele. So here is also the kids say yelat to get rid of the water and it should go into rishu sarab. So memele. So therefore they made a gzeira. That is the svara of Rabbi. Rabzeira Omar, Dalet Ames Taimi. Dalet Ames, let's forget about the Indian of Ziluf. Dalet Ames is enough of an area that could absorb the society Mayim. Pochas mi Dalet Ames loy Taimi. So Trashi, Taimi Maya be Dalet Ames. Taimi Maya. Be Dalet Ames ru'uyin li bola sosayim. Hilka, inami nafki lebal. If the water will go out, loy mekayim machshavtei, not because he has a positive intent, he wants to be mezal of the mokeh, but he wants it fakert, he wants it, he doesn't want it to go out to the rishu sarab. So memele, and since it's roy, theoretically, to be nivla, so that's good. And then pachis medal amas loy taimi, so memele, so then it's dichah going to go out to the rishu sarab, so it's awesome. My binayu, what is the difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Zaira? Omar Rabbaya Orich Bekotn Ike binayu. Zuk Rashi. Kigoin Sheyeshno Yeheva Chotzer that's Ches Ameis Al Shtayim. It's 8x2. The Ike Karke Kishir Dal Meruboy. She have an area of 18 square Ameis. The Yesh, 16 square Ameis. V'yesh Mokeim Libolei Asosayim. So you have a Mokeim that it should be nivla sosayim. Avol lezale if ain eruya. This is a batlone shechotzer. It's not roy lezilo. Is le rabbe that the whole heter is if it's roy lezilo. This is a pule. That we teach. This is a pule shel zilo. Also lishpoich beloy uke because it's going to go out. Rab zeire loy boy uke. You don't need a nuke because this is dal. This is equivalent to dal. Obein lemar. Ubein lemar, dalid ames de masnissen ba'oirech ubaroichev mashven. Now, according to both of them, even though the Mishnah says, chotzashi pchuso mi arba ames, which says, obo dalid ames is mutter, So really, Arba Amis was speaking of one dimension. So Rashi says the Mishnah means it's Dalet Amis on both sides. Dalet Amis Meslisim Ba'oirech Ba'oirechev Mashmet. Di'i lo yoiv shi'ure nami lepusye. Because if we will say that the Tana did not give any shir for the wit, ain't kan shir mefurish klum, u'mashma afilu l'rochova mashu, that means if we will say that the Tana only mentioned one shir, so then we'll have to come to the conclusion that afilu l'chotzer is four amis by a mashu. The lack of l'kumi b'taim, that doesn't make sense. So al-kochoch, the Tana meant dalad al-dalad, and the mile of Dal, we have a machloikis according to rabbits because of its loyal zilov, and according to rabzeirov because of timey mai. Mai binai, what is the difference between rabbi and rabzeirov? Rama rabbaye, orich bekotn, you can ask, we just said. The nakamino will be, orich bekotn, here's the same square area, but it's not loyal zilov. Now, we learned in the Mishnah, Chotzer va'aksadro mitstarfen l'dalad amis. That if the chotzer alone does not have dalad amis, and the sadro doesn't have, but together they have dalad amis, mitstarfen l'dalad amis. Bishloime l'rabzeire niche, elo l'rabbe kashe, zot rashi, nan chotzer va'aksadro mitstarfen l'dalad amis, l'poitro mina uke. Kesalke daitoch va'aksadre ha'imedes chutz lechotze, the chsadre is outside of the chotze, keneged echad min hamikzois, opposite one of the corners. So in picture 111, here's the picture. That means we have here a chotze, and then we have an chsadre. Umitztarefes lahashlem ashir. Now this does not add up to dalad al dalad. It's two different mekaymes. It has the area of dalad al dalad together. Al metaym kadesh yesham shil ablias amaymu the hocha lab dal mo boys nino the lischaze lizalev. Look the gemara weiter. So what does the gemara answer? Til gemara abzeir alibed the rabbe b'chsadre mahaleches al pnei kol hachotze kula. Asadr malechas apnei kol achotze, kegoin chotzer arba or shtayim, v'achsadr mahalechas apnei kulo, lahashlim dalet al dalet. That it is going in the same direction, lahashlim dalet al dalet. So we have here an achsadr, and so vaita it's roi lezilo. Exactly what the chiddush is, is a pstachazenish, is ma'ire, the achsadre has mechitzes. So it's speaking about that the mechitzes are poritz meruba la'imid. It seems the achsadre, I think, is facing the chotzer, that the mokim apasuach with achsadre is opposite the chotzer, and that itself, even though there are some mechitzes which are mavdil between the achsadre, I think that's what he means. And the achsadre and the chotzer, afal pikein, it is considered one large area of dalet al dalet, and it is still as a din of a chotzer shal dalet al dalet, that's roi lezilu. Toshma, we learned in a baraisa. Chotzer she'ein bo dalet ameis al dalet ameis. So the Gemara understood, Chotzer she'ein bo dalet amis al dalet amis means that it is not merube. It does not have dalet amis al dalet amis. It could have 8x2, but it doesn't have dalet al dalet. Ein shoyfchin l'soicha mayim b'shabbat. So it says in the Baraisa, one is not permitted to be shoyfich mayim. So it's a gemara b'shloime l'rabbe neichem. Ela l'rab zeire kashem. According to Rab Zeire Shver, was geit meron, it's not dalad al dalad, but Orach Bekotn is also good according to Rab Zeire. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, dalad amis al dalad amis, goros bebraisa, alma merubois beino. It has to be merube. And this is a kasha on Rab Zeire. Amaloch Rav Zeira Amani Rabbonan. So Rav Zeira said that this Bereish is going according to the Rabbonan. The Rabbonan who hold that one is not permitted to pour into a bib, even though the bib is Meya Amok. Now we'll see why soon. So this is going according to the Rabbonan. Just like according to the Rabbonan, you're not permitted to pour into a bib, even though the bib is Koma and it has Dalad al Dalad Amis and it's Taimi Maya. So Memele, by a bib, we have the same heter of a chotza according to Rav Zeira. It's an area that's Taimi Maya and we could assume he didn't want the water to go out. Vachal Pike. The Chachomim hold it is not good. So the same Chachomim hold that you need Dalad al Dalad for Zilov Take. They tak hold the Tamas al Zilov. Homani Rabbono. So this Bereisa that says you need Dalad al Dalad, this is the Chachomim. And the Chachomim hold, the whole reason of Dalad al Dalad is the way Rabbi said in the Tanakame. But I hold the Tanakame is not the Rabbono. But I hold the Masnis and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. I hold the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So according to me, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov does not hold that the heter is altzilu. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov was mater afilu to pour into a bib. Now a bib, no one is mezalef a bib. So a bib, what is the heter of bib? The heter of bib is because taimi maya. We say the bib is komo dalad al dalad amet. So memele, so we can assume most probably it'll be taimi maya. So therefore, afilu the water goes into the Rishus HaRabim, Elohim is kaime marshavtoi. That wasn't his marshava for that. So memele, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, so any chotza that has an area of dalad al dalad is equivalent to this bivus is dalad al dalad. So the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That's what Rabbi Zeira holds. The Baraisa that says you need dalad, you need the dimensions dalad al dalad, when Orich V'Kotten won't be good, this is going according to Chachamim, and the Chachamim Taka holds the way Rabbi said, that the whole heter is only if it's Roy L'Ziluf, and if it's not Roy L'Ziluf, it is also. Frag the Gemara, Umay Duchkei de Rab Zeire Lu'ukmi L'mas Nisan K'Abeleza Ben Yaakov. Why do you Zetz Ayin the Tanakama like K'Abeleza Ben Yaakov? Number one, it's Adas Yochid. Number two, later we have in the Mishnah Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, but from the flow of the Mishnah it does not seem that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is the Tana of our Mishnah. Omar Rove Masnisen Kashisei. The Loshen of the Mishnah was Shver to Rabbi Zeir. My Irye the Toni Chotzer Shehi Pechusa. Why did it say the Chotzer is less than Dalad Dal Dalad? Listeni chotzer she'ein bo dalad amis al dalad amis. The difference of taich is as follows. Chotzer she'ein bo dalad amis al dalad amis means it does not have the dimensions of dalad of dalad. And this also includes 8 by 2 will not be good. That's a taich she'ein bo dalad al dalad. It does not have dalad al dalad. It could have ches by base. So memele, that would say ein badal. Chotzer shepchusa mi dalad al dalad means that when is it no good if it has less than dalad al dalad. So less than dalad al does not include 8 by 2. 8 by 2 is that's not less than dalad al dalad. So memele, so forget from the lotion of the tongue of our Mishnah, we see that the criteria is not dalad al dalad, the criteria is the area of dalad al dalad. So memele, so our koch of the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Elolav, shma mino, the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, shma mino. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Homoni, Rabbononi. So what did Rabbi Zeira say? This Bereisa that says you need dalad al dalad, that's going according to the Rabbono. The loy shori lay mishum shir mokim b'liyes mayim. The Rabbonon were not matter, even though there's a mokim that it is roi for the mayim to get absorbed in the karka k'desnabe masnis. Afilu biv meya amel lo yishpech l'soichay el alagadei alachotza.
And what is the lomdis of Gag and Chotzer steht in Ritva? That's Zilov. That means if he's pouring it on the Gag, so then again, so I see the intentions are not Shvicha, the intentions in Zilov. Alma time they do mishum zilov. They hold the only effort is if the purpose of the shvicha zilov. The gabi biv megaladite. If he's going and pouring into the biv megaladite kashof is the kashof. That he doesn't want to be mizaleh the biv the lav bazilov. You're not mizaleh a biv. The reishi de masnisin, the reishi de masnisin, Rebbeleza ben Yaakov, he don't have time to mishu mishia mokin lebliya. The reishi of the mishu zonka de Rebbeleza ben Yaakov holds the whole heter is, if time am I, it's mut. Kiddis nan. Because Rebbeleza ben Yaakov said, beiv shul komo daladama is good. Now the whole mile of komo daladama means because time am I, because most probably it will be nivlam. Umay duchye de rabzeire, frag de gemor, umay duchye de rabzeire le frushi mas nisen mishum de taimi maye vishori le borich bekotten. What forced rabzeire? Does that time the mishneh that the lomdis is out taimi maye, and therefore bekotten bismutami boyle, look me kabeleze. Yes, does that time the mishneh like a brosa, look me the boy daladamis meroboy, so mishum zilu for rabbona, let it go according to rabbona. Why is that singing like a das yochid? So he says, she pchuso, mash me shechoso she uro. It is missing a shir, then it is no good. A yesh po shir dal dal damis a dal damis. But if it had a shir, lo ishna bi ribu, lo ishna bi orich bi kotten, shorut. Frech de gemore weiter, wo ho mi de sefer abeleze ben yake, breche rab abeleze ben yake. The Gemara, but the flow of the Mishnah is no good. By the Sefer, by Biv, it says, mentions Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Oimer, Biv, Shuhu, Komo, Arba, Amis, Bishu, Saram. The Sefer, by Biv, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But Vaisis, the Reish, is not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And for the Gemara, Kulo, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Uvachsuri, Mechzer, Vachikton. Chotzer, Shibchuso, Midalad, Amis. En Shoibchen, Lusoycha, Mayim, Bishabas. Chodalet Amish Oifchen. Why? Shabbalez de Benyake Voime, Biva called Modalet Amish Bishus Aram, Shoifchen, Lusoichoi Mayim Bishabbos. Zot Rashi. Gosh. So this is the Hechrich of Rab Zeire, that Rab Zeire was Medayik from the Loshin HaMishneh. The Mishneh said, Chotze Shikrusa Midalet Amish. And the Mishneh, Avoye the Russian of Chotzer Sheimbo Daladamis al Daladamis, so Vais Tachoyis, that it is only no good if it doesn't have the area of Daladal Dalad. If it has the area, it doesn't matter the dimensions. If it's Orich Vakot. There's a Gishmaki Kashe that I saw the Ergodla Mishnayis and the Chazainish Es from this Gemara, on the Shita Sarambam. There's a machlokes, the Rambam in Rosh, in Hilchis Mezuzah. If you have a cheder, you have a bayis that has the dimensions of Dalit al Dalit, if it's Chayiv the Mezuzah. The Rosh says it's pot, if it's Orich Vekotten, if it's 8x2, it's a Chayiv the Mezuzah. The Shita Sarambam is it's Chayiv the Mezuzah, and the Shita Sarosh is pot of the Mezuzah. And the Rosh asks on the Rambam, on the Loshen HaGemor in Tzuki, the Gemara says, Baye She'im Bo Dalet Al Dalet, Potom Im Mezuzah. So it doesn't Dalet Al, Potom Im Mezuzah. So the Rambam learned, Shat, Im Bo Dalet Al Dalet, means doesn't have the area of Dalet Al Dalet. That's what the Rambam learned. But from our Gemara, we see Nitazoy. From our Gemara, we see that Fakir, that's the difference of Prusomi Dalet Al Dalet, or Chotso She'im Bo Dalet Al Dalet. Chotzer she'ein bo daladamis al daladamis. So, the Ergodl wants to say an interesting teretz on this kash. He says, Be'emison, he says there's a moiridike raya to the Rambam from a Mishnah in Neholos. The Mishnah in Neholos says that an oil that is tefach, al tefach, merube, meidi esatum. What does it say merube? Tefach al tefach. So why says tefach al tefach just means the area of tefach al tefach. So you have to say tefach al tefach merube. Maybe yes, it's a mezemadach harayit from Rambam. So the problem is what we do with our Gemara. So the Gadol wants to say as follows. He wants to say that Emerson, our Mishnah doesn't say dalad al dalad. So Rashi said before, chotzer shibchusa me arba amis. But arba amis is will be good. So Rashi says, when it is good, it's dalad al dalad. So Rashi said, why? How do I know it's dalad al dalad? Because Rashi says, if dalad amis means only one dimension, so the other dimension will be a kosher. So that can't be. That doesn't make any sense. So like a look me botayim. So memele. So if the Tana did not mention a shear of the other dimension, and that's for sure that it has to have some roiche, and the Tana avoided it completely, is a raya that what the Tana said daladamis, he means dalad daladal. So Rashi says a yesod. That al koponim in our Mishnah, when Dalet Amis is mentioned, it has to mean ein bo Dalet Amis means ein bo Dalet al Dalet. So now we know Teichvelte that Dalet means Dalet al Dalet because it can't mean anything else. Zokta el Godel say bazoi. So why did the Baraisa have to say Chotzer she ein bo Dalet Amis al Dalet Amis that it's no good? Chotzer she'ein bo dalad amis. Ein bo dalad amis automatically means dalad amis al dalad amis. Just like in our Mishnah Rashi says it means ein bo dalad amis al dalad amis. So memele, so why was the Tana in the Baraisa Moisef al dalad amis? So he wants to tell you that it's not dalad amis al dalad amis, it's not a square. Says Dalet al Dalet, he says, because there I also wouldn't know this shit. I would think Dalet Amis al Dalet Fochim would also be good, because Dalet, I wouldn't figure out that less than Dalet Fochim is no good, because it doesn't have a Teres Mechitza, doesn't have a Teres Rishus, but I could think that Dalet Amis al Dalet Fochim is good. So therefore, the Tanah had to tell me the Shia Dalet Amis al Dalet Amis. So again, there is no Yitter involved. If there's no Yitter involved, so I do not darshan that it has to be Meruda. Let us see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis an Peiches Amadalat. Biv shuhu komu dalet amis b'shus harab. Peirish bekunteris ba'arba amis kimlei sheyeshir libola sasayim mayim. We know what's the maila of this biv. Now we know in Dalet Amis it is able to be Beileya Sasayim Maim Shaosil Istapik Bechol Yoyim. That is the normal usage of a person. Mahainu Taimed the Kama Bigmur Gabi Chotzer Abba Amis Taimed. It's just like by Chotzer, if there's Arba Amis. So Memele, so it is good because I can assume it will be Nivla, so it's Ein Mach Shafi to go out into Shusaram. So Uadin Biv has Dalet Amis. So Perushi Nirad the Airi. The biv sheyesh le arba al arba. So we have to say that this biv is dalad al dalad amis. The pochus mekan le time because we back abi chotzer the pirush rashi bigmore. The eze shir niten le rochboy. So the inyan of dalad amis according to Rashi is that is the same reason of chotzer sheyesh by dalad amis and the reason of both is the time imaya. That is the reason why it helps, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. L'Rabbeinu Shmuel nire taime de kemiras biv mishum cheshoda. That if the biv is kamu, so then there is no chshat. V'kiven de kamu hu dalet amis b'shusaram. Since ye four amis that are covered. So these four amis are covered. What one doesn't see, one doesn't know. Is a roye mayim yoytzim min habiv, einei sovo she yoytzim min achotza, kiven she rochek min achotza dalet amis. He says, the maile of biv komo, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, is that one does not associate the kiluach mayim in the rishus harabim to this chotza. That means if it's open, the biv, so you see how it's, you see it's going into the, from the chotz into the rishus harab. But if it's covered and in the middle of nowhere we see a flow of water, who knows, maybe a main broke, but al kaponim,
It is, no, people don't associate the flow of water to this chutz. Big more mash me ke perish akuntres. The medame arba ameis de bi, la arba ameis de chotzer. The Gemara weiß this klar than Rashi, because the Gemara says the Kama Kula ke Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara says the whole mission is going according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, according to Rabbi Zeire. And the time of Dalad Amis is the time in Maya, and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov only, amen. That's the whole Gemara. Why are you permitted to be shayfer dalid ames if the chutz is dalid ames? So according to Rashi, it's all one time. It's a time of time in Maya. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov was matter time in Maya. So the melo who saw a chutz, it's also matter time in Maya. But according to the Rashbam, Mayan Shmita Leitzer al Sinai, the reason is because people don't associate the Kiluach this Chotzer. But so, therefore I'm allowed to pour into my Chotzer. I'm allowed to pour into my Chotzer. Razanish asks another kasha on the Rashbam. He says, according to the Rashbam, I said, first of all, you have a Gemara, l'chayich hakel with the Rashbam. Then he says, how do you learn pshat in the end of the mission? Chachomim achoylik on Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. They say, afilu, God, that's meya amo, is also us. You're saying that what? That biv kovo dalad amis is muta. I'm telling you, afilu gag that's komo meya, afilu gag that's meya amo is us. So if you learn like Rashi that the time of Dalad Amis is time in Maya, so he say you are not the Dalad Amis. I'll ask Afilu Afilu Kufa. I'm going to ask. Even though it's a time in Maya, I'm still going to ask. But if you say that the time of Kamur is because people don't associate the Kiluach Hamayim to his Chotzer, so what's the Afilu? A gag that's may amida, if it's gonna go out, they're gonna associate. What's the afilu? Biv komor has a maila that gag doesn't have. If the whole maila of biv komor is out tomu, so they're saying, yo, you say time in maya in daladamas, afilu kufama, we don't know the time in maya. But if you say the svara is because daladamas is komor daladamas, we don't associate the kiluach, the is chotzer, some maila. So this is better taka than Gag Kufal, so we'll associate. Because Anish wants to say, and he says, it seems Taisu says the Gemara is not mashma like the Rashbam, but Taisu is going to speak. What's it didn't according to the Rashbam? Taisu is the Rashbam as a mahalach, and it's l'chei rapela. So, the Chazanish wants to say, that Taimi Maya, the Zichah Svara of Taimi Maya, which the Rashbam is also made to, that if it's time in Maya, it will be mutter. No, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov was mechadish, that afilu loy time in Maya, if it was komo, dalad amas, b'shus ram, dalad amas, b'shus ram, it's not speaking dalad, dalad, dalad. It's not dalad. But since it's covered, and people won't associate the water to the chotzer, so that's also mutter. So that means, so Chazanish wants to say that the emerson time maya is a better svore than komu. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov was matir komu. In the Chachomim says, so Mamela, that's pshat the Gemara weiter also. That time maya is zicher good because I feel like kamor is good. If kamor is good by loy time maya, so as long as you take the chshad away, it's good. Time maya is zicher good. Maybe for all practical purposes, maybe by time maya the zicher no chshad because most probably it'll be time maya. But al kaponim the Chazanish doesn't explain why it's better, but he says time maya is zicher better than kamor. No, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov held that Afilu Kamer is good. And the Chachamim said that, the Chachamim said, no, let me boy, Kamer is no good, Afilu Taimi Maya is no good.
And that is pshat in the Gemara weiter. That the Gemara says, Taimi Mai is good. Vivre, Sharab Elezer ben Yaakov, Oime, that a full of Komor is good. But it's loy Taimi Mai. Leperish Rabbeinu Shmuel, according to the Rashbam, Silain, Shekomor Arba Amois, a Silain shall eat, Shekomor Arba Amois Pishus Arabim, Shoifchem loy Mayim Bishabes. The Kaimalon, Mishnas Rabbe Elezer ben Yaakov Kavanoki. According, if the mile of Komor is because one does not associate the Kiluach to the Chotzer, so it's covered, there's no inyan bechlal of time in Maya, you don't need time in Maya, so Silan Shalites will also be good. Avol lepeish akuntres, that time mishum demivli, that the whole heter is out time in Maya, also, shalites lemivli. Umiyu oimari, afilu osi kein ritzpo shalavonim mivli vishori. But Taisva says, if it is made, the area that the water runs through is ke'ein ritzpo shalavonim. So memele, but in the ritzpo shalavonim, this dalet al dalet is the karkois habiv is a ritzpo shalavonim. So this is much better than a silain shalait, because a ritzpo shalavonim, there was offal between the avonim, and there was mivli, so memele, so this will be muta afilu according to Rashi. Zot to Gemara weiter. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov oimer biv hakomo. Mas nisen de loike hanan. So now we're going hastes on the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said biv hakomo, one is permitted to be shayfach into the bit. And the Chachamim says, Afilu Gag, that's Meyama, or Chotze Meyama is also. Masnissen the Loike Hananya, the Sanya. Hananya Oimer, Afilu Gag, Meyama, Loishpech. Lefi She'ein Hagag, Osi Livloya. Aistis. According to the Chachamim, Hagag is Muta. If you're Shaytach on the Gag, Hananya, said, afilu gag meyam elo yishpach v'shein agag osi livloya elo lekaleach. So we had mentioned before, l'chayre, the heter of gag, according to the Chachomim, is because it's al tzroi lezilu. The whole heter of according to Chachomim is al tzroi lezilu. And we mentioned that the Ritva says Agag is also Roy Lezilu. So what is Pshat? That the Hananya said you cannot be Shoifach on the Gag Lefishene Roy Levloya. So it would seem that in order to make Zilu, it has to be Roy to be Boileya. If the Gag is not Roy to be Boileya, so there's no accomplishment of Ziluf. The Chazanish says the Chachamim who are choylik on Chananya, they hold if your shayfach on the Gag is good, because they hold the Gag is Boileya Ktsas. Exactly why it wasn't Boileya, I don't know, but we see these were the roofs, so the roofs had they have some, wasn't tar, was it's a type of an offer, I think. That's what I see in Rashi. Rashi says, but it seems that the Chazanish says that the machlokes, the Chachamim and Chananya, a gag is boileya ktsas, but so it seems so could one be toile? Could one be toile the shviche in ziluf? So this is totally in the machlokes, Chananya and the Chachamim. Let us see Rashi. Masnis in diktoni le rabbonon avu shayfachu ala gag. Behein yerdim lebiv, ploy melitzina achokik boy, deloike chananya. Deladidei, bechotso shori, begag osa. Zufrashi, gagin shalahen, lehoyu mishupoy, elo chalokim. There was smooth gagin. Kein aliyesh shalonu. Like our aliyesh. ותוכן אויסוי בטיח מעזיבו, וחויקקן צינוירס לקלח גשומים, ושויפכם השויפכם שוק.